listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back, and I'm pleased to say we're joined once again by a friend and much admired colleague, a member of the Secure the Grid Coalition, and the chairman of an extraordinarily valuable organization, the Foundation for Resilient Societies. He is Tom Popick, a man who has a deep knowledge of the most pressing national security issue of our time, in my humble opinion, and that is the vulnerability of our electric grid. And I wanted to get Tom back on to talk about an incident that took place over the weekend in Los Angeles, in which some 140,000 people found themselves without power as the result of an as yet unexplained explosion, destructive loss of a high voltage transformer. These are the sorts of things Tom knows all about. I'm glad to have him back to discuss it. Tom, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Well, thank you, Frank. It's really good to be on your show. So, yes, that incident did occur over the weekend. The LA Times is reporting it's a 230 kilovolt equipment. I'm assuming they mean the transformer by that. And so that would place it as part of what's called the bulk power system. That is the high voltage part of the U.S. electric grid. However, there are transformers with considerably higher voltage than that that would cover much more customers.
What I'm interested in is, Tom, the role that these devices play in the grid. What is a transformer, and how does it function in terms of getting that, as you say, bulk power distribution to operate?
Well, certainly. It's important to understand in the United States, power is generated oftentimes at great distances from where it's consumed. The power is carried along those great distances on high voltage transmission lines, and it's only efficient to transmit the power if the voltage is stepped up to a very high level, and then when it gets near the consumers, if the voltage is again stepped down. What steps the voltage up and steps the voltage down are transformers. These are really critical components for the electric grid. Without these transformers, the electric grid, in fact, can't function. And that's why we saw over 100,000 customers blacked out in Los Angeles over the weekend.
Tom, what are these things? I understand that they're as big as a two-story house in some cases, these high-voltage ones in particular. What's on their insides, and how hard is it to get your hands on them if you happen to have one explode on you?
Well, certainly. The major components of these transformers would be a steel core. And then surrounding the steel core, there are windings, which are copper wire looped around and around. And then the transformers are filled with oil. They have an oil tank, which keeps them cool because they're not 100% efficient. So some of the electricity turns into heat. Also, the larger transformers will have radiators on top of them, much like an automobile would have a radiator to dissipate the heat.
Talk about first how hard it would be to take them out if one were of a mind to do so, Tom Popick, and how difficult it would be to replace them.
Well, first of all, it's not that difficult to take them out. Back in April of 2013, some terrorists attacked a substation just outside of San Jose, California, and used an AK-47 rifle to shoot out the radiators for 17 of these extra high voltage transformers. So even a rifle can, as you would say, take out the transformer. In terms of replacing the transformers, there's a couple issues. At first, they're quite heavy, and so transporting them sometimes requires special arrangements on roadways or railroads. And second of all, many of the designs for these extra high voltage transformers are unique, and they are no longer manufactured here in the United States. They're manufactured in Europe and in Asia. So the lead time to get the spares can often be in excess of a year. Now, fortunately, yeah, a lot of the circuits in the electric grid are designed to be redundant. They're designed to adjust if just one of these transformers is lost, but if large numbers of the transformers are lost, it really can present a long-term problem.
We're looking at the problem in this microcosmic example, but what happened when 17 of these transformers were shot up outside of San Jose? Did they blow up as well? And if so, what was the effect?
Well, it's fortunate that they didn't blow up. There was telemetry for the transformers just outside of San Jose. The operators at the electric grid control room saw the transformers overheating and were able to shut off the power before the transformers overheated so much that they ended up that they could have caught fire catastrophically. So.
And if they had, Tom, what would have been the effect in the area that was served by that important transformer substation?
Well, there would have been a long-term shortage of power for Silicon Valley and the city of San Francisco.
Long-term meaning more than 12 hours?
Well, I think that there would have been a month-long shortage of power.
Because it would take that long to put more of these transformers in place, assuming we had them to put in there, given, as you say, their unique design.
Correct. And it also turns out that the times of year where there's less electricity demand are the spring and the fall. And that particular attack occurred in the springtime. So it also occurred at 1 o'clock in the morning, and that's a time where there's less electricity demand as well. So,
Tom Popick, that's not the only way. Of course, damage could be done to these transformers, or for that matter, to the grid that they are sort of at the backbone of. Talk about cyber and electromagnetic pulse, and even solar storms that may pose a similar risk.
Well, sure, all of those. Risks can cause electric grid outage and long-term electric grid outage. For example, solar storms can overload the transformers and cause them to burn out, in some cases catch fire and explode. That's actually happened during or shortly after solar storms. Cyber attack can send surges of current through the system and burn out equipment without a doubt. And as we saw at the Metcalf substation outside of San Francisco, physical attack can also damage these transformers, which are quite critical to the electric grid.
Now, Tom Popick, you spoke, testified before the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the group that is at least nominally supposed to be overseeing the grid and assuring that it's not only reliable but resilient against these kinds of attacks. On the 22nd of June, describe briefly what you told them about the dangers of a grid down situation, particularly over a wide area for a protracted period.
Certainly. What I testified about at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission was the threat of what's called a long-term outage. This would be an outage that wouldn't be restored in 12 hours, as the LA outage was over the weekend, but would take weeks or months to restore. And the reason why this is so significant is that a lot of other critical infrastructure is dependent upon continuous electric supply from the grid. And that's what makes this eventuality so disruptive to societal function.
This is a critically important piece of a much larger problem that you've been teaching me about and many of us. And I'm so grateful to you, Tom Popick, for your time and for the work you do at the Foundation for Resilient Societies. We'll be following this closely in the hope of really impressing upon not just the FERC, as it's called, but also the Trump administration, that this is an urgent matter that must be attended to, making sure that we secure our grid. Thank you, Tom. We'll talk with you again very soon.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.